This is Uncle Kip's greatest hits.
Hey everyone, we're back to Caking It with Kip. We're gonna go ahead and take another call. Caller, go ahead, you're on the air.
Am I on?
Yeah. What do you got for us, caller?
Oh my god, I'm on with Kip. I'm on with Kip. This is Roger from Boise, Idaho. I love it. I love your show, Uncle Kip.
Roger, that's fantastic. What do you do in Boise? Are you a student? You work? What do you do?
Uncle Kip, I throw the sickest parties.
That's your whole profession. You're throwing sick parties.
Well, I'm a college student here in Boise, but I throw some sick parties.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I mean, Uncle Kip used to throw a couple of wild shindigs in his day himself. But I'd love to hear a little bit about what's going on in the party world nowadays. Tell me, what do you guys do there in Boise to kick it up a couple notches?
Well, you know us kids out here, we like to have some of the ladies come over. You know, they might be wearing a little bit too little, if you know what I mean. And then, you got a whole spread of food. You got some chicken, you got your pork, oysters, brats, you name it. Couple kegs, really do a couple keg stands, maybe get the beer bongs going. I don't know, you know. This house is 4 stories tall. Uncle Kip, can you do a beer bong 4 stories? I don't think so.
Uncle Kip can do plenty of beer bongs, Roger. Don't you worry about that.
That's my Uncle Kip.
Well, Roger, that sounds fantastic. I don't hear what's going wrong. I mean, why are you calling in today, buddy?
Well, like I said, Uncle Kip, these are the sickest parties I've ever been to. I'm talking, people are walking away, they're coughing up blood, they're throwing up. I got a lot of diarrhea. We've seen a few cases of blood coming from the eyelids. Uncle Kip, I'm talking 70-80% of people walking away from here, they're violently ill. People are getting really sick. I don't know what to do.
So you're saying these aren't great parties. You're saying these are like parties you're throwing people are just getting sick at.
If you have any advice, I'd love to hear it.
Is there any medical staff or anything? This is not the kind of party your Uncle Kip specializes in. Maybe there's a medical staff at your college you could talk to, or Dr. Rivera's show comes on in about an hour. You could maybe try calling in with him. He's a medical professional.
No, man, I'm on the phone with Kip. Uncle Kip, I'm going to have to call you back. We're throwing a sick party here, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Roger. Well, good luck with your parties, and thanks for calling in.
This is Uncle Kip.
We're here in the studio with world-renowned poet H.C. Lenny. Mr. H.C., I know you've got a new book coming out.
Oh, my.
Could you just give us a couple of quick poems? I know there's something you spent a long time on, and I hate to ask you to tip your hand, so to speak, on the airwaves here, but could you give us a little preview into some of your poetry? And could you tell us a little bit about the style of poetry?
Well, Uncle Kip, I'm absolutely happy to share some poems with you. I do need to let you know, your listeners may find this a little bit strange. I've been writing micro poems.
Could you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Micro poems is a style of artwork that I've been developing in seclusion for the last 10 years. And if you allow me just maybe a few moments, I would love to share with your listeners a micro poem.
HC, that sounds incredible. Just give us a little taste.
I would like to read from my current book. It's entitled 10 Years with HC. This first micro poem is entitled Truth in Existence. Now. Thank you.
That is incredible. Well, if we could take a second, can you tell me a little bit about where you were? What inspired you on this first poem?
It was the most beautiful May morning. Sun out, ducks quacking, deer running. The brook was babbling. I spoke to that brook. It gave me nothing but pleasure. And my heart, it rang out into the universe and said, this is where you need to be.
That is really breathtaking. We're running a little short on time, HC. Is there any way you could share with us just one more of your what do you even call it? Vocal art? I don't know. Written art, vocal art?
I'll tell you, Kip. They have struggled for years to classify me. I will allow you just one more micro poem. It's entitled Majesty of the Savannah.
Well, first, can you tell me and our listeners how does that look in the book? How do you spell? How was that written out?
Does anyone spell? Does anyone write? Is writing spelling? Is spelling writing? But in this case, it happens to be many R's and then OAR.
Where did you find the inspiration for this poem?
Kip, I spent some time in the savannah under the glory Mother Nature's tree. I saw the African sun set. I saw the African sun rise. And I spoke with it. To the sun I said, why do you rise?
So many ideas. So many thoughts. Put so concisely. You've boiled down the truth to a single word, to a single sound, to just a handful of letters. You've touched a nerve here, HC, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming into the studio today. I wish we had more time. We gotta kick it over to Jim for the weather, but thanks again for coming into the studio today.
Thank you, Kip.
This is Uncle Kip.
Welcome back, folks. As you know, Barack Obama is well ahead in the polls. John McCain has now clinched the Republican nomination, but we're here live in the studio with Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Mark Penn. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to do to get Hillary back on top?
First of all, may I say, Kip, it is wonderful to be here. I truly am a great, great fan of yours. Been following you since that wonderful Democratic National Convention of 1968. Kip, I do have to say, the future of this country is dependent solely upon the backs of our 18 to 35-year-old voters.
And what are you doing to target that demographic?
Well, Kip, I'm here to announce our new campaign strategy. Pokemon, summer vacations, and neon shorts for everyone that votes for Hillary Clinton. In essence, Uncle Kip, with one more Clinton in the White House, the 90s are back, baby.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Mark. I had a hell of a lot of fun in the 90s. can you tell me a little bit more? You're saying Pokemon, you're saying summer vacations, you're saying neon shorts. How are you going to provide this to your voter base? And who exactly is your targeted demographic?
Well, Uncle Kip, like I said, that 18 to 35-year-olds, they really liked the 90s. They didn't have to worry about gas prices. Gulf War number one, eh. You got your Tamagotchis. You got your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You got your Pogs, even. You name it, Hillary Clinton's delivering.
Well, Mark, it sounds like Hillary's got a very exciting new platform, but can you tell me, if you had to really boil it down to one issue, what is her main number one issue that she's going to push if she gets into office?
Well, Uncle Kip, I'm prepared to announce today the formation of a task force whose sole purpose will be to ensure that there will never be another day that goes by in which there are more than 150 Pokemon. And that you can put on the record.
Well, Mark, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Uncle Kip.